God's good.
Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, happy summer solstice. We're going to take the day off. See you later. It's been good. Kidding. It is June 21st, 2021. It's the longest day of the year. Well, it was actually, I think, hit around this area around midnight last night. So already the days are getting shorter. So we're moving towards winter. Don't you feel better? More cooler? Maybe. My name is Patrick Timpone, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. Dr. Richard Massey is in the green room at his palatial studios there in South Austin. He'll be here in just a moment. We do a little thing in the morning to kind of keep you up to date before each show or before we bring on the guest to kind of warm up the audience, something like that, and just to kind of keep you up to date on the things happening like in the world of money a bit. Just the things to keep your eyes on is inflation. We've been talking a lot about it. That is when prices rise because the Federal Reserve Bank of New York prints money and buys stuff and gives it to people, and that's how that works. And when there's more dollars chasing the same amount of goods, and that's going on because nobody's working, they're staying home and watching Oprah, then prices will go up. Gold is up $20. Hello. Gold is up $20 today. Silver's up 21 cents. Wow. The market is already up 5. Wow. Is that possible? 600 points. Somebody's drinking a whole lot of coffee somewhere. And crude oil is up a buck and a half, and the dollar is down a lot. So that's what happens to, you see, when they print more dollars on a computer. It is a Dell 960C Bravo computer, so it's a very good computer, but they print these dollars and then they lend them to us, we the people, and we pay them back with interest. That's how it works. So watch inflation, and that's to keep your eyes on, and buy gold and buy silver. Other than that, shows this week, with any kind of luck, we're going to talk to Ray Pete, and the reason I say that is because our phone lines are down, and if he doesn't have Skype, will be delayed today because we haven't got our phone lines thing going. We've been working on for a week, and it's just they're having a hard time getting the phone lines working out here in Dripping Springs. Tomorrow, Susan Bradford, she says there's a real connection between the Vatican and China. Okay? And Jet Blake, he's a really fascinating fellow. We stumbled upon him. He's a real deep thinker, a critical thinker. We're going to be talking about all things, about the way the world works, AI, cryptos. He's a real fun guy. And then also on Wednesday, Jeffrey Smith. Remember Jeffrey? He wrote the classic book, Seeds of Destruction. He knows more about GMOs, than anybody on the planet. He's going to be here on Wednesday. So a little bit of business taken care of. You can see Doodle is right there, sleeping. Hi, Doodle. She's co-hosting the show, and with Dr. Richard Massey, I need all the help I can get because, you know, I just do. Good morning, Dr. Massey.
Hey, good morning, Patrick.
Thanks for coming on the show, as always, and happy solstice. Are you doing anything special today for solstice?
Yeah, well, you know, it's Monday, so we'll be doing our constellations this evening and going to help Stephanie with a remote treatment today. So, learn a little bit about that.
Who's know? Stephanie? Stephanie, the magnet lady, and also the lady that you. Yeah.
So it really helps. I can't explain it to you where she uses someone like me to put magnets on to benefit someone who lives far away.
That's magic. That's the way it works, right?
Apparently so. So
well, it's got to, Doc. I mean, we're all connected, right? On all levels.
Yeah.
All levels. And there's no reason in the world why it wouldn't work. I mean...
Yeah. What a bizarre thing, you know, from a medical school point of view.
Well, yeah.
You know? Got to hold somebody down and cut them or something.
You cannot leave class until you cut this open and see if you can take it out. Okay. Did you guys ever in medical school, Dr. Massey is a medical doctor. He doesn't practice medicine any longer because, he just got tired of it. And so now he just has fun and doesn't have people tell him what to do, which is really a nice thing, right? So when you were in medical school, did you guys like actually cut up like really dead, real dead people?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yeah. And one of the biggest things that interested me and interests other people is a lot of the cadavers, what we call the dead bodies.
Cadavers.
A lot of the cadavers have several tumors in them, which were not the cause of the person's death.
Yes, I can understand that.
And it took a lot of debriefing for us to come back to the medical model after seeing something like that. And what Dr. Hammer, the German new medicine doctor, discovered with his brain scans is having a doctor diagnose and prognose a tumor is the worst illness on the planet.
To diagnose it as a problem.
Yes. Yes. And we were taught just the opposite, that early detection is the key to treatment. You can save people's lives if you can detect something early. And it looks like the other side of that is a person can live with tumors in their body for a long, long time if they don't know they're there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the medical model, if I understand it, is that the tumor is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But in your work now, you don't think that.
No. It starts out as kind of a message or a gift from the subconscious brain. It's letting me know that something overwhelming came to me that I didn't know how to deal with, and my brain compacted that psychological energy into a growth.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can ever be comfortable and safe and supported enough to share how I really felt about that psychological energy, the growth will go back out into the energy. It will leave me, right? And then I will get to experience, you know, the beauty of life once again.
So it is just kind of compacted or coagulated energy, spiritually,
yeah,
mentally, emotionally, that is in the brain and in the body. And then, so does the body trying to encapsulate this, and that's what's called a tumor?
Yeah, that's kind of what happens, you know. When we see a breast tumor, it's typically about a woman who's been disconnected from someone she loved. Let's talk about ductal cancers. And so that energy's coming at the woman. It's psychologically too much to bear. And so the brain changes it into an activation of stem cells. That's the beginning of every tumor, is a free stem cell treatment. It goes in and tells these stem cells to solve this problem using the body to solve it. So how would a woman's body solve, I'm disconnected from someone I love, they're too far away from me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it would try to build the breast duct all the way from here to Washington, D.C., you know, and nourish these kind people there in Washington, D.C., right? That's what it would try to do. But since it can't build one longer, it builds one wider, because that's all it can do inside the body. So it keeps making it wider and wider to store more milk, so that when I do connect with them, I'm ready to flood them with some milk, right?
Wow. That is so cool.
Yeah.
So beautiful. So obviously, it's all energetics, it's all vibrations, it's all soul, mind, body stuff, doing whatever it thinks it needs to do to survive.
Yes.
Wow. That's the bomb. That's the bomb, man. Well, you get kicked out of medical school, you'd be talking like that. Doctor, you just sit down now and just behave. We got to sell some drugs here, dude. Don't you know GlaxoSmith is right there in the hall? Be quiet. Wow. So generally the breast bumps, for the ladies listening, and the little thumps and that, it's a separation idea from child or husband or boyfriend or dad or mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody we really love. And the duct is what stores and conveys the milk. And then some of the lumps come from the gland itself. So when the breast gland itself gets its stem cells activated, that's from a mother who worried that her breast milk wasn't good enough. She needed some kind of turbo-enriched breast milk, right? Yeah, like Wonder Bread. You know, you want to add something good in there.
Helps build bodies 12 ways.
But it's a love story, you know, and this love is what activates these stem cells. And so, in a way, our brain tells our stem cells what kind of exosomes to be making for us. Yeah, what do we want to be doing in here, you know? You know, it's just so wild that we can take stem cells out of our own body, put them in an IV bag and give them back to us, and all of a sudden we're all happy, you know? And the stem cells were in there the whole time, they just weren't doing anything, you know? But, you know, you take them outside the story, and
they wake up
and do some stuff. Yeah, yeah.
So is that the idea that we have lifetimes of believing deep down, subconsciously and consciously, that we've got to get in and manipulate something, right? I got to fix this one, man. I got to do something.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
No.
If you'd like to be on the show, our phone lines are having a bad hair day, unlike Patrick. So use the email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Also, we have a little chat thing going. We got it set up this weekend. I don't know how it works, but if you go on the front page of One Radio Network, on the top right there, you'll see live chat, and you can click on that little pumpkin, and actually you can ask Dr. Massey a question or say hello in the little chat room and talk to people and meet people in our little chat room on One Radio Network.
Okay.
And if you meet someone and get married, we like a cut. Well, with that, because... you didn't have to pay, you know, some online dating service. So that's, you know, you can try that. Yeah, try it. This is the Summer Solstice Show with Dr. Richard Massey, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. It is the 21st. Okay, so I came across something that I thought you would be the perfect person to share this with, because you love me enough that you won't think I'm crazy. So this is good. See, you may think I am, but you won't tell me I am, which is okay. Dude's crazy, man. Let's see. As you may know, because we've been good friends for a long time, I don't sleep much. Actually, I go to sleep in probably a minute or so. I sing Hugh, like, Hugh. Talk to God. 30, 40 seconds, whatever. I'm gone. I left my body. I'm out of here, right? But then about an hour or two later, I will wake up, and then that little, it goes on, you know. I get up, do something, and go back, and does the same thing. Go right back to sleep. Okay. So I've been kind of looking at that and talking to God and working with that, trying to figure out, well, what's going on here? I mean, I do fine. It's not a big deal, but I'd like to know exactly what's going on. So, since my teacher has me on a short leash, you know, I get all kinds of ideas on how to find out. And I've been playing around with CBD oil for sleep. And I have for a couple of years, but I've never really, I don't know, not much action. But then of late, I met a lady at, it's always about a girl, right? I met a lady at the farmer's market in Dripping Springs that's got some CBD oil that's kind of different. It's got more cannabinoids. And she grows her own wacky tobacco up in Wisconsin. So she's really into it. Very cool. And so I've been talking to her a lot, and she's got all these different, we'll try this one, right? Try this one. So I've been playing around with it, and you can really tell a little different. But here's the crazy thing. So the other night, and the CBD helped this because I guess it tripped some kind of cannabinoid, I don't know. I actually saw why I was waking up.
Oh my.
I know. And you know why?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. As you know, when our body sleeps, we as soul, we leave, right? And we go and play different realities. And generally what we're doing, in my experience, is we're kind of working out stuff that we created that day or that last week or that lifetime. You know, just working it out. Having friends, you know, we having whatever, you know what I mean. We're just working it out. Oh, hi, George. Sorry I called you a jerk. I'm, you know, how you doing? You know, that kind of thing. That's what we do. Otherwise, we'd be crazy, right? Otherwise, yeah. We wouldn't even be able to function.
Right.
Right? Because we'd have so much stuff globbed up on the spiritual level, we would just be catatonic.
Yeah.
Right? So we're always working things out. These are called dreams. This is what we call dreams. So I found out that the reason I was waking up is because I was trying to look at something really important spiritually, but I got scared off. Or I didn't have the wherewithal or the mojo or the faith or the adventurous or the something to move into it like we're supposed to do, right? Like say, well, how does that work? You know, I didn't want to do that. It was just too hard or too difficult. And then you know what happens when that happens? You come back in your body. You wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then that same week that happened, I met a neighbor lady who took some different kind of CBD oil as well, not this kind, but she said, it's the first one that I'm not waking up anymore. So why is that? And my conjecture is that these CBDs and other things could, I guess CBD, they're kind of God's way of helping people. Because what it does, I found that it just kind of chills you out a little bit. On all levels, Doc, you know, energetically, just a bit. You know, people say, oh, it relaxes me, right? So it's doing something to help soul, mind, body, just kind of a bit. But I what I believe is going on for people, it's helping them to stay in their other reality, like it did for me. I saw it. So they stay asleep. The body stays asleep. They don't come back in. Because in the dream state, whenever we think about the body or think about being here or anything, we're back in there. Because wherever we put our attention as soul is where we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we're there in the astral plane or wherever we are, working it out with George or who knows, Bill Gates or something, having a conversation with Bill, and it gets too bad or too much or we don't want to, we'll come back in the body, you know, because we'll focus. No, I don't want to do this. Because I remember when I had my extreme, really cool out-of-body experience in the tunnel with the light in 1983. The moment, and I was with my spiritual master at that time who had not met physically, the moment I knew that I had to come back and couldn't keep going this way, the nanosecond, I came back into my body. That, you know, oh, I got to go back. I was back. And I've heard people and read about people who have had what they call near-death experiences, which is just, you just leave your body, you know, you didn't die. You know, no more than you die every night. You die every night. Anyway, so most of them will say, as soon as I knew I couldn't stay, as soon as I knew I had to go back, that's when I went back on the operating room or back on the pavement after the car hit me or back. Almost all of them will say that if they remember that, you know.
Yeah.
So isn't it cool that 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago, Spirit springs out with this version of cannabis that doesn't get you whacked, but helps.
Mm-hmm.
It's no accident, right? That it comes out at this time where people taking it are actually ready for it.
Yeah.
They're actually spiritually evolved enough, all the people, that it's helping. They don't realize it. Doesn't matter that it's helping them, because it's helping them to grow spiritually, because none of this stuff happens only on the physical plane, right? I mean, come on, CBD oil doesn't go in there and start working on your brain and doesn't affect you. It doesn't work like that. You know, nothing works like that, right? Nothing. You know that. I mean, this is your business. You know, herbs don't even work like that, right? You know, you could take milk thistle and it may be working on your liver, but I guarantee you it's working on other levels at the same time, because as above, so below, and guess what? As below, so above.
Right? Yeah.
Because it's all connected.
Yeah.
Why would it stop there? There's some dude stopping. No, no, you can't, you know.
The marketing campaign stopped there.
Well, yeah. The marketing campaign. I like it. I'm going to use that. Thank you very much. What stopped you? Well, it was the marketing campaign. Oh, here's somebody on our chat room. Anonymous. Okay. I get so tired at night and sometimes not able to stay up late enough to have adult recreational activities with the woman. Oh. Okay, there we go. Any idea how to maintain my energy to stay up to give her what she wants and needs every night? Whoa. But the kids are, no, I'm just kidding. So here's a fellow that in our chat room, and he's just having trouble kind of staying up, if you know what I mean, all night. Any ideas for him? Richard Massey, MD, Man About Town.
Well, I have to confess, I'm the one who sent that in.
Did you? No, you
didn't. Just kidding. Let me get something to set my little computer on here. I'll be right back.
Hey, that's all right. We got to do a commercial anyway. You just hang tough.
Okay. All right.
We don't have to, but we're going to. Hey, folks, we have the all-time sale of a lifetime going on right now on SurThrival, and it's only through midnight tonight. I'm talking 10 hours from right now. It's the biggest sale of the year. It's summer solstice, 21% off on everything. Store-wide, 21% off right now. So you got to do it now. Don't do it now. Or do it after the show or during the show. 21%, baby. Code is INFINITE, INFINITE, 21%. The biggest sale of the year. Daniel does this every solstice, the 21st of June. 21% off, that's colostrum, pine pollen, and elk velvet. Guys, if you want to, like this fellow, keep the woman in his life happier, use your imagination. Get pine pollen and elk velvet antler. Get that package and sign up for a auto ship so you get a better deal. And then you'll get 21% off too. Get that now. Now. Because this sale is only through midnight tonight. Midnight tonight, baby. Midnight the 21st of June, 2021. Let me grab this. The summer solstice sale, all SurThrival products. That would be shaga, reishi, elk velvet antler, pine pollen, digestive bitters. He has a CBD oil. Try his CBD oil. What else we got? Oh, vitamin D K2 thing. Here's the colostrum I get. A kilo. For those of you in Portland, that's more Portland crime. I got to cut that out. Check this out. It smells incredible. White and fluffy. You can eat this with a spoon. You can mix it with cacao, little maple syrup, and make treats for the kids. You put it in your smoothies. You can take it just with warm water before you go to sleep. Very good for the tummy. Dr. Massey, he can tell you why colostrum helps with leaky gut, because he's a doctor. Don't tell him I told you that. So colostrum, SurThrival, 21% off right now, tonight. Go for that. Everything. Use promo code INFINITE, INFINITE. Get the pine pollen, get the whole thing. Hey, Doc, tell us why colostrum helps with leaky gut.
Yeah, so colostrum, you know, is that first stuff that's in the breast milk. The first good immune stuff that comes out of the breast milk the first few days after birth. And so everybody is born with leaky gut. We've got these leaks in our gut.
How come that? Why? Tell that, let me interrupt a second. How come we got leaky gut in utero? What did we do? What happened?
Well, I mean, we're not eating anything yet, so it doesn't really matter. We don't actually have poop in the sense of taking in waste products and food and things like that. So we don't really need an intact gut lining. And so we keep the openings there for the mother's colostrum. It's nature's vaccination program, if you want to use the words that way. And so that colostrum has immune protectors for everything that little animal is going to face in its lifetime. And so since we don't have a fancy digestive tract yet, well versed for years of experience, we just have some nice holes in it so that colostrum can just go straight across into our system. It's almost like an injection, if you want to say it that way, huh? And when the colostrum goes across those little holes, it actually seals the hole. It's like, okay, we got our immune update. We're ready to go out into the world. Now we can close that gut lining and be ready to face food, real food, with all that's in it, and make good decisions. So when we take colostrum, we're kind of repeating that beautiful pattern at birth of building up our resilience and flexibility for what we're going to face in the world.
Interesting. So that's why it's real important for moms to breastfeed, like at least, if nothing else, for a month or whatever, even 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, and if you're not going to do that, at least pump out the colostrum those first few days after birth. Pump out that colostrum and add it to some of the baby's food. You know, Jerry Brunetti did that. He did that with that goat colostrum. You may remember his story of how he took his blood and he had that lymphoma and some kind of Lyme problem. And he put his blood inside the teeth of a pregnant goat and then took the colostrum from that, because whatever mama goat is exposed to or mama human is exposed to, the colostrum will have an answer for that.
Interesting.
So he took, So he took that colostrum and put it in his yogurt, put it in his ice cream, and whatever else he was eating, and he went into remission.
Yeah, I remember Jerry Brunetti.
And Merck actually patented that for a while. They were working on the patent for that, and they got like 1,500 animals, and they were going to inject the germs from like 1,500 illnesses and get colostrum for those things and market those. And I think that was in the 30s. Mm-hmm. But then when antibiotics came out, you know, they just, I don't know, let's just kill some bugs. And so when you think about it, what you were saying about CBD, I was just listening to Zach Bush again yesterday. I really enjoy hearing him and reminding myself that nothing that we ingest, be it an herb, be it CBD, be it food, none of those things can be used by the human body. Like I can't use eggs. Like when I eat eggs, my body actually doesn't know what to do with that. It couldn't even use it. My body can't use CBD oil or colostrum or anything. It's only for the organisms that live in the gut. They're the ones who are eating. So they're taking that CBD oil and changing it into something that works for my brain.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're the ones who even got me looking for it. They're actually sending little signals up to the brain going, you need to be looking around for some CBD. You know, if you do that, we can make something really good for you, you know? And all this deep communication is going on. I think we're privy to it in times of stillness or in times of surprise, you know. And it's those little bugs in there, you know. And they're going, hey, man, we're here by the quadrillion, you know. We'd love to do some work for you. You know, just help us out a little bit.
I like that. That's beautiful. Like that. Because, as you know, I mean, we talk about it. I know deep in my heart that the body is always trying to heal, right? That's just what it does for a living, right? It's always trying to heal.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got a galactic community inside of our body that's ready to be of service, you know? it's just crazy, isn't it?
I know. It's just so,
I mean, no.
So beautiful, man. It's just wonderful. You can join Anonymous in the chat room and you can see the little square there and ask a question there. So what do you think, how are we going to keep him up at night so he can do some adult recreational activities with his significant other. He keeps falling asleep. So he needs some energy. Well, I mean, I think we should sell him some pine pollen and elk velvet antler, right? Yeah. I mean, there's a sale, okay. 21% off today, promo code INFINITE. Sell him some of that. So what else would be energetic for this gentleman? What do you think? You got some ideas?
Okay, so, you know, the thing that comes to my mind, I'll hold this up for everybody. You can find it on the internet.
Okay.
Is good old Dietrich Klinghardt's five level, right? And so I think that's really important for people in our culture to have something like this. So when we look at that, we look at, is this a physical issue? And if it is, what you suggested is a great idea. He could also get his hormone levels checked, see what's going on there. And then if that works, then we're done. And if not, we go up to level two, right? Electromagnetics. We start to look there and we go, you know, what's going on? Well, you know, the cell phone and the router are right next to the bed. Maybe not the best idea, mm-hmm. right? I'm going to put on Instagram later. Somebody came out a couple of weeks ago and put a smart meter on the back of the place where I live.
Oh, good.
Because my landlady, she didn't know about those things. She lives in a house a distance away. And I don't know. I just started not feeling good or something. And so I took my little tri-field meter and I put it on top of the food that I store here in the kitchen cabinet, which you now see are empty behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Because my food was being microwaved. You know, all this nice food and supplements that I bought was being microwaved by the smart meter.
And when did this go in?
So, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And so they're coming to take it off, but you have to file all this paperwork.
Oh, good for you. That'll be great.
And so I've moved all the supplements and food over onto my couch, right? You know, so... So, you know, we just look at that and we ask ourselves with this gentleman here, you know, what's going on? What's going on with your electromagnetic environment? And is that something that's zapping your strength? Then if we go up to level three, like our personal timeline, our personal stories, when did this change? Like you know, the old joke, will I be able to play the piano now? And, you know, of course, the guy's never been able to play the piano. So the thing would be, was there a time when there was a happiness between him and his woman where they had this, you know, they were good together and everything went great and they had these beautiful evenings after a long day or whatever? When did that change?
Mm-hmm.
What were the circumstances of that change? And resolving whatever that conflict was that happened, that most of the time we don't even remember it unless we sit down and just break it down.
When did that happen?
Yeah, it was that comment that the boss made, or my mom called and said this or that, or dad just got diagnosed with something terrible. And we don't put that together, that has an effect on our energy level. And it really can have a profound effect, a little something like that.
That's the idea with German New Medicine that Dr. Hammer proved with brain scans, right? That these traumatic things actually are in the brain, and then, of course, the brain, the body, and they're there until we just resolve them.
Yes. Yeah. And the quicker we resolve them, you know, the smaller the tumor is when it changes back into energy. If we never resolve it, the tumor will continue to grow until it gets our attention, typically. But what happened right before that shift occurred? I'm remembering one that Joubert told me about, and you'll love this, is one of your people, an Italian man, who was in his 70s, and he still liked to have sex with his wife every single night.
Every night.
Because, he really loved her, and that was his way of expressing love. But the guy was developing high prostate numbers, and he was getting some stem cell activation in the prostate, which we would call cancer. And uh, And so he had to have a talk with them about finding different ways to show their love and affection for each other, because there comes a time when ejaculating every night might not be the best and most healthy thing for a man to do.
Right.
And it solved the problem when they got down to where they could agree to two nights a week is good, and they would find other ways to express their love for each other on the other five nights, then his prostate cancer went away.
I'll be. Say isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know.
And so how do we.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, how do we make those transitions from those real active sexual times in life to times when more moderate sexual activity would be in our best interest?
But being Italian, you know me, there is always an out when you come to cutting down on sex. So. Can I tell you? You can. He could read. I don't know. You can read Stephen Chang's book, "The Tao of Sexuality." Dr. Stephen Chang, he's a Taoist guy, and he can teach you if you'd like to learn. Mm-hmm. So, say ejaculating is a 10, right? He can teach you how to be at an 8. Forever.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He teaches you how to ejaculate. Look at Dr. Massey, just going.
Okay. He? Yeah, I'm not familiar with that language.
Well, that. So the idea is that after when you really would need the need to release it outwardly, like you can release it inwardly, and it just keeps circulating through your body.
Okay.
So then you can be an Italian stallion.
Yeah, there you go. And then if you go up to level 4, you look and see.
Moving on where, from that ejaculation.
Yeah, moving on from level 3 to level 4. You know, you look at level 4 and you ask yourself, what happened to the men in my family tree when they reached my age?
Oh.
And there will be a loyalty that's ingrained in the subconscious to not be able to do more or less than the men in my family tree when I reach that same age. And that loyalty can be returned to the men in the family, and then the person can discover a different path for themselves. But until that's done, they'll tend to repeat what happens in the family.
Interesting. That's the recall healing work that you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the constellations,
So we'll tend to bring in those vibrations, that energy, that karma, if you will, and until we work through that, what you do with your work, then we might just be repeating what Uncle George did.
Yeah.
We have a little chat thing on the top of our front page. You can see the nice graphic there, live chat, before, during, and after. You can do it anytime. You might meet some people there. We just installed it, so it'll take a little bit to get it going. But also Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. For Dr. Richard Massey, here's something for you, Doc, from Dallas. Oh, the man's name is Dallas. Oh, okay. What does Dr. Massey recommend for toothaches? I seem to get them when eating a lot of wheat products. Oh.
Okay. So I'm going to jump to something that may have nothing to do with him, but I've had 9 teeth now that have had to be pulled in my lifetime.
9.
And I didn't find out until I was 57 that I had a celiac gene. And, I ate wheat and dairy with every single meal. And one of the signs of having celiac or gluten intolerance is tooth decay.
Is it?
Hmm. Yeah, loss of bone density and tooth decay. So both of those things happen when people who are sensitive to gluten eat gluten-containing product.
Have you been able to repair that so you can have a little wheat?
Yeah. I stay in remission, and I've learned that for myself, eating wheat or especially gluten grains is asking my body to bring up in my awareness everything related to my father, my grandfathers, and my great-grandfather. It's like a sacrament. So food is like a sacrament, and it also is in the church, right? You do the little body and blood of Christ. So liquids and foods are sacramental. They always are. So breakfast is a sacrament. So if I'm eating gluten, since gluten grains ripen in the sun and the sun is the father, I'm asking my body to remember all my father, grandfather, and great-grandfather's story. And if those are reconciled, then great. If there's some unreconciled stories there, I'm in for some turbulence, especially if I'm on an anniversary of a father, or grandfather, or great-grandfather story. So, you know, you remember when I was moving out from Meridian's place, I'd scheduled that for January 15th. And on January 15th, I had that series of things happen and the worst flu I've ever had.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I had to stay for like three more days. I just laid around in bed and was miserable and made her miserable and everybody else miserable. And then when I looked on my calendar, I remembered that my great-grandfather, whose name I share, my first name is Charles, like him, he died on January 15th after 2 weeks of the flu. And my mother was conceived at the time he died. And so that was a big anniversary event
wow.
for me.
Isn't that fascinating?
And so I repeated his flu. Yeah.
You know, speaking of timing and things like that, I've been told, and it's been my experience, today is probably the number one day to do something new, to start a new project on the 21st, on the summer solstice. It's the most powerful, energetic day when it comes to the planets aligned. So, I don't know, start a book, do something new. Build a house, make a baby. I don't know. Use your imagination. We're with Dr. Richard Massey, OneRadioNetwork.com. Paul says, asks, so at what age should men stop ejaculating? Ballpark figure. Don't stop.
Just don't stop believing. Yeah.
I don't know. For me, I wouldn't buy into any of that because, I mean, why would you put that thought form in your head? Because you know you're not going to do it anyway. So, I don't know. You know, it's a lot of the yogic things and some of these Ayurvedic, you know, these swamis will tell you, well, you only have so many ejaculations per lifetime, so you have to, come on, how do you know? You know they just make this stuff up. Come on. Why would the body just stop doing what it's doing? I mean, come on. If you got the goods to make semen, you're going to make more. But you do what you want.
Yeah.
I just keep it pretty simple these days. But you know, I think there's something to be said for storing it up and circulating like the Taoists can teach you to do. There's a lot of nutrition in there, like Dr. Chang even writes in the book, he writes what it's like to just like have a teaspoon of semen, and he puts all these different foods. He said it's like 4 steaks, 20 eggs. That's how much nutrition is in it. And you look at that and go, whoa, man, I tell you what. No wonder I feel like going to sleep.
Ha 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 ha.
Well, there's a lot of juice. There's a lot of mojo in there if you're making a baby, right? If you're getting together with the egg and making a baby. So, you know, there's ways to, you know, not. But I don't know. Do you have an age for Paul? I mean, he's looking for an age here.
Yeah, those things are important. How we think of things in our cultures.
You bet, boy. Oh yeah. Because if you don't think of Mr. Testes as listening when you think about that stuff, well, then you're just not paying attention.
But it's just so wild, you know. Paul was probably like me. He was born in a hospital, right? This poor little guy pops out, and the first thing that happens is all the doctors and nurses evaluate his bald, you know?
Is that what they do?
Oh, yeah. He's a big guy. Oh, he's a big man. Oh, he's a little man.
Look at the balls on that man.
Yeah. He got a big trip, short trip, you know, Russell Brand would say. And so, you know, we get these things evaluated, and it gets into our subconscious kind of deep down in there.
Sure.
That we need a medical authority to tell me how to use my own nuts, you know? If I don't have the, you know, the guy with the stethoscope doing the little thing there, yes, my son, stop at 50, you know, or whatever. So it's kind of funny. It's going to be different for everybody. Everybody finds a path.
Sure.
Today is a good day, as you say, to find a new path. It's when the light is the brightest.
Try something different. Yeah.
Yeah.
I woke up with something this morning. It was a beautiful little thing, and I put it on Faceplant. I'll read it for you if you like. Okay. I wrote it this morning, first thing in the morning, before I forgot it. Happy summer solstice to all. A contemplation that entered my being this morning is, who we are, soul, is a thought of God. As long as God exists, will exist. We are made in the image and likeness of God. It's all God. And our bodies are made from the thoughts, our thoughts, and thoughts are made of God stuff. One happy family. That was in my consciousness when I woke up this morning.
Wow, what a way to wake up.
I know. But think about that. I mean, the only reason we exist is because that God said, ooh, poof, there's Richard, this Richard soul. There you are. Have some fun. So how could we ever die unless God dies, if we're a thought of God?
That's beautiful.
Just can't happen, right? You know, we've been looking at the work, Dr. Massey, of Stefan Lonkin, there's no virus there, you know, this guy. Have you followed any of his work?
Oh, yeah.
And we played a video about 2 weeks ago that he did a show, and he was talking about his work, and he said something that really, really got to me. It's kind of something, you know, we know, but we don't really contemplate. He said something to the effect, I'll paraphrase, Stefan Lonkin, doctor, said, well, if it's all God, and it is, why would God just break away, cause some kind of evil thing called a virus, and try to kill us?
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
We the only virus that's around. Because we create whatever we create. Just doesn't happen. Just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. That's a worthy meditation right there.
Well, I'll tell you what, you just keep thinking about that one, you know. And it's important to think. See, that's what I think about when I'm throughout my day. I think about this kind of stuff. What else am I going to think about, you know? The Cubs? The Mets? How about those Mets? Oh, yeah. How about those Mets? You know, I think it's fascinating that the Lankas of the world, Collins, you know, Kaufmans, Vollmers, Sells, Londos, guys like you, Dr. You and I are low on the radar, so they don't mess with us. But boy, the boys out there, the people that are selling this virus thing, they do everything they can to, you know, to stomp out these people's work. You know, like I say, you and I are small potatoes. They don't mess with us. Because without the virus theory, the germ theory, right?
Yeah.
You got nothing, man. You got nothing. The whole game is up. It's up. Poof. Okay. I give. No variant, no vaxes, nothing.
Yeah.
So you know they're not going to, it's going to be a while before they buy into the germ theory is a scam. But we're trying. You know, we do what we can. We do what we can.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny about holding on to these ideas. Like, I mean, there's some really good people out there that mean well and they really are trying to help. But they won't let go of the virus idea. I mean, there's just no way, man. Okay. I don't know why you'd want to believe in something that could possibly hurt you. Why would you even want to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the point? I mean, even if you're wrong, even if there is some spooky virus out there that they've never been able to prove, even if that's true, and all these people are wrong, why would you want to believe that there is? Might as well believe that there isn't. You know, your body's going to be stronger for it, right? Why would you believe that there is? There's no upside.
Yeah.
Just no upside. Dr. Cowan, we played a video over the weekend, Dr. Massey, and he said that he's received 31 peer-reviewed studies since doing his work from people all over the world trying to prove to him that he's wrong, that they've isolated a virus. 31. He's gone through and there's not a one, he said, that's properly isolated a virus. Not a one.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't do it. There's all kinds of stuff in there. Monkey kidney cells, you know, they starve them, they put in antibiotics in the petri dish, and then they go, oh, there it is. They changed the way they've done isolation. They've changed the word. If you looked up isolation in a dictionary, you know what it means. Separate.
Mm-hmm.
Separate. Nothing else.
Yeah.
They just changed the word. Oh, it could mean this. It could be that. No, it could be that.
Yeah. Yeah, with that thing you sent me from Tom Cowan.
Which one?
It was so disturbing in a way when he was speaking about the virologist who was surprised that when people got the vaccine, it didn't stay in their arm. I thought, wow, have we really become that specialized? And has our own thinking become so isolated? That, I mean, there's isolation for you. It's a thought form that supposedly this virologist who was writing actually believed that when people got the vaccine, it stayed in their arm. It didn't go to the other organs in their body. That is such a bizarre idea.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, that could, but I could kind of maybe get it, you know, the way we... there's a gastroenterologist, there's a cardiologist, there's a neurologist. One of the things I watched recently that was really fun for me was I watched this old Indian guy. They call him Sadhguru.
Oh, with the big beard? I like that guy. He's cool. I like him. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was having a conversation with the chief of anesthesiology at Harvard Medical School. And the chief of neurology. You can find it on YouTube. And it was really fascinating to hear the best of Western minds. And these guys are people I would look up to, the neurologist, the anesthesiologist at Harvard. I mean, the top guys, really smart guys.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear what direction their language and their work has taken them compared to a guy from India who's just kind of stayed with his own personal experience. And it was fascinating listening to the three of them. Of the three of them, he made so much sense. And I just had to laugh sometimes at how common sense, how common sense really stands out in an academic conversation. It's so rare.
Yes. I know. That's why I like Cowan so much, because he just is so logical, right?
Yeah.
He's just so logical, you know. And he, you know, it just makes your head explode. That's why I love him so much, because he on this video over the weekend, he was talking about proving that coffee causes high blood pressure, right? And then it's the same idea of the isolation, that the only way you could prove that caffeine causes high blood pressure is to take the 158 million things in coffee out and just leave the caffeine. And then you could prove or not that caffeine causes high blood pressure. Because there's a billion things in coffee. There's terpenes and there's all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not organic, there could be chemicals. There's all kinds of things in coffee, the coffee bean.
Yeah. Yeah, as you said earlier, the big gift and the big trouble in human existence is attention. Where is my attention focused? You know, we could have done this coronavirus thing any of the last 50 years that you and I have been alive if everybody had focused on the flu. And I mean, real people die from the flu every year. We could have focused in there and put all the media attention on there and gotten all the human attention on there. And we could have created something. You know, if that's where our focus was, that's where our attention goes. And so I like the compassion part. If we could go with the compassion part and not all the marketing and craziness part, and go, let's have compassion for people who are having difficulty with their virus updates. And let's get them a ultraviolet IV or a gamma globulin shot or some vitamin C or, you know, all the little
whatever
things
they want, ivermectin or
whatever they need to balance and help them with their update.
Right.
And let's focus there. We could have been doing that every 50 years and had the heart of what's going on here.
Really see what's
but
going
now,
on.
Yeah, now there's all that's focused there is intellectual attention. And it doesn't have heart in it. I mean, people have heart when somebody dies that they know, and that breaks open. But the whole idea, it was a story of isolation in a connected world, you know?
I think it's just a wonderful manifestation of what's going on now. It's the old idea, like, well, your words are perfect, of a disconnected world. And if it's all God, you just can't be disconnected from anything.
Yeah.
You know, our liver is not disconnected from anything. The birds and the bees and the trees and our mind and our thoughts and our imagination. And we're not separate from God. And I'm not separate from you. And you're not separate from me. This separateness. And then I think what we're seeing on planet Earth is a real expression of how out of balance, because most people are separate from everybody, black from white, men from white, you know, men from women and Republican from Democrat. It's just what the media is selling, separateness, right? This is what they're selling. Oh, yeah. The vax from the unvax, the max from the mass, right? They're selling it, baby. They're just selling separateness. Oh, yeah. Okay. And that's the big lie.
Yeah. And if we put our attention there, separateness can feel real.
Oh, it is real.
You know.
Sure.
It can really feel real.
It is real.
And one of the funny things, now that you mentioned that, is that lately I've enjoyed watching Dry Bar comedy on YouTube.
Which one?
Dry Bar. It's from Provo, Utah, and it's comedy in front of the Mormons. It's stand-up comedy, like in a place where there's no alcohol. You know, there's no coffee, there's no alcohol, there's no nothing, you know. And so the people have to be really funny because the audience is awake. Of course, they're all white. And it's funny, I really, there's something about watching the black comedian when they're the only black person in the room, right? And their comedy is a way of connecting. And they make making jokes about the separateness actually connects everybody. You can feel the energy in the room change as you watch these guys do their routine, and you realize, wow, you know, being the only black guy in a white town ends up being a connected experience rather than a separate experience. It's beautiful to watch. And it's also very funny.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out. It's called Dry Bar Comedy.
It's on YouTube, and check out Rodney Laney, a guy named Rodney Laney, L-A-N-E-Y, and his routine is why you look ugly in photographs.
I love
it. It's pretty funny. And there's also, you want to look up the one called The Three Little Pigs. A guy does the Three Little Pigs in Shakespearean English. It's hilarious.
Three Little Pigs. Okay, I wrote that down in Dry Bar. That's on YouTube.
Yeah. So check that out for some laughs in the evening. May actually help the guy with his girl. You know, they do a lot of man-woman stuff there at night. It might pep y'all up to have a few laughs together.
A few laughs. We're with Dr. Richard Massey, Patrick Timpone. We're going to plug again the Surthrival sale that's going on right now, and we only have kind of one show to do it. Why isn't it doing that? Great products, 21% off today. It is the summer solstice. Summer solstice on Surthrival, 21% off. Promo code infinite. Oh, we also have another sale. Wow. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you about this guy. And this is another great company, Shen Blossom. Shen Blossom. And this sale goes on till midnight tonight as well. I got to get some more Grotein. I'm going to get some at 15% off. Grotein Arise Male Potency. Oh, by the way, for that fellow who wrote in on the chat, Arise is like it's a Chinese medicine one. It's different from pine pollen that I really like, called Arise Male Potency. And those are two that you can get, the Grotein Arise Male Potency on any Shen Blossom link on One Radio Network. That's tonight, today only, on June 21st. Use promo code, I don't think we need a promo code here. No promo code needed on Shen Blossom. So just click and order. So guys, if you want to try this Arise, this would be a great, great day to do it through Shen Blossom. And then Surthrival, Colostrum, and all the good things from Daniel Vitalis, 21%. Oh. Oh. Here's somebody. Oh, they're on the wrong website. Somebody couldn't use the infinite on the products, but it was on a different website. Okay, folks, got to pay attention here to follow the bouncing ball here. Get some colostrum today, 21% off promo code INFINITE. INFINITE. Or Dr. Richard Massey. I'm not sure whether we're going to have Dr. Ray Pete on this morning because our phone lines, folks, at 10, 11:20 are out. They've been out for 2 weeks. We've been trying to get them in. So the 800 number doesn't work. Our phone lines. And I emailed Ray Pete this morning to see if he could do Skype. But he's really, he's more of a Luddite than I am. And I don't even think he can do Skype. So we may have to postpone. So if you can, you want to stick around? If Richard, if Dr. Pete can't come on right away?
Sure.
Yeah, well, get into some trouble. Okay, let's see. Kevin writes in, this is a good one, they're thinking. Humans created a lot of evil things to do harm. They could have created a germ too. Really?
There's a lot of energy going around that thought.
Say, Kevin, tell us how they would create this germ. How do you think they recreated it? It's a good point. Good question. Let's see. Would they? We should talk about it. How could we create a germ that could spread to other people?
You know, and I don't know. That is so far above my pay grade, you know.
Way above mine, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fascinated when I learned how to use a microscope and and used it for so many years just to recite my lesson. I can't say that I was really exploring anything new. I was too afraid to say or do something that I hadn't learned from older people who were professors in medicine. Because I thought I didn't want to hurt anybody. So I better stick with what I'm taught, you know?
Yeah.
And it took shocking events to realize that what I'm taught was incomplete. I think that would be a kind way to say it for me. It was incomplete. I mean, the standard of care for my sister-in-law was going to kill her. And Jonathan Wright's diet completely... her health was completely restored in just days. And so I shifted my trust over to Jonathan Wright, people like that. And I'm happy for that. And then meeting Joubert and learning the germ of new medicine. So germs, I mean, really. So think about this for a minute. Just what you and I were talking about, like getting this focused attention on something. If I'm focusing attention on this man-made germ, this one little germ, I'm ignoring the quadrillions of germs that are on my side. I have to actually be tricked into moving my attention away from all the beneficial microbes and focusing on one that somebody might have made that's going to do something bad. And I'm not saying that's not true. If Kevin could be completely correct, I would just say, where is my attention? And how much time do I want to put there? Mm-hmm. As opposed to saying thank you to the quadrillions who are working right now so that I can even formulate thoughts. I mean, the bugs are who's talking. You know, listening to Zach Bush, he says he likes to say this thing like, if all the DNA in Patrick Timpone's body was put end to end, it would go around the earth 2 million times.
Whoa.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
And our science has all had its attention focused on the little parts that make these genes and code for these proteins. And our DNA codes for very few of our proteins. Most of our proteins are coded for by the germs that live inside of us and on us, right? By far. The vast majority of who and what we are in this form is good microbes, right? So most of that DNA, do you know what he says it's doing? It's sending little emails and texts, little RNA emails and texts that go in and out with every breath, that are all over our skin. And so we need to be hugging, we need to be kissing, we need to be in close proximity with each other, and that's how we get the most up-to-date news. There's nothing more expensive than bad information, right?
Nothing
and
more expensive.
The way to get bad information is get further and further away from everybody. Don't get my moment-to-moment updates. And, you know, it's like and this is a perfect gestalt. So in gestalt, right, I'll put an empty chair in front of somebody and try to get them to passionately blame and attack the person, place, or thing in the other empty chair. And then when they go sit there, all that energy of their focused attention comes back into their body in a felt way in an instant of time. And suddenly they're at peace again. When I get my attention all on one germ that I think is going to be created by mean people that's going to come get me, if that's where all my attention is, then how good can I feel? I mean, what are my human possibilities in that moment? So if Kevin now is a guy that works in a virology lab and he knows this is going on, may he have the courage to whistleblow, you know? I would like to know if that's really true, and get some real information on it.
Well said. Yeah. And if I can then put a PS on that one for Kevin, our understanding is, if you really look at it, is that there are no bad microbes. You know, bacteria, viruses, and even parasites, they're all there. Kevin, my understanding with Lanka's and Cowan's work and understanding, and Jennifer Daniels and others, maybe Dr. Massey agrees, I don't know, he may not, but they're all there for a reason, and they're there to clean things up. I mean, we know now for sure that even strep throat, and Dr. Massey has, I think, confirmed with the Recall Healing work that when our body is healing is when it's painful. But the bacteria are eating up the dead tissue, the damaged tissue from poisons or stinking thinking or not speaking your truth in your throat or whatever the reason is going on there. That's what's going on. The bacteria are there to help. That's when you're healing,
yeah.
Right? And then what we do is we go get an antibiotic. It kills the process, and we feel better because the healing stops.
Yeah.
The healing stops. Guess what? It's going to come back because that damaged tissue has to get dealt with. Same thing happens in the lungs with so-called pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
God just didn't create anything that's going to hurt us. I mean, I don't see. Where does it come from? And even Cowan and Kaufman talk about even this idea of a Chinese man-made virus in a lab. It doesn't even hunt. That dog doesn't hunt. You cannot create a protein and release it. It just dies on, you know, as soon as you release it. It just dies. And you can't be spreading some lab-made virus through the air. You can't do it. The body, it just doesn't work like that. The whole China virus thing, in my opinion, and a lot of people that I trust opinion, is just a big scam. Just a big lie. It's the new lie. And even people that we trust and love, like Rand Paul, who's a real patriot, right? And a real, he's a doctor for God, you know. He's bought into the China virus theory. Didn't happen. They've never isolated that one. They've never come up. They've never said, well, here it is. And you couldn't do anything with it anyway, according to Cowan and Kaufman. You can't, You can't throw it on some airplane and then, or give it to some guy and say, go to the United States and spread it around. We don't give each other stuff. We don't even give each other herpes and chlamydia and STDs. That's a big scam as well. Man, have we been lied to. Holy God. Just doesn't happen. Folks, this is the most freeing thing in the world if we get away from the idea that there's something out there that can kill us. Right?
Yeah.
Wow. And I think that's what this whole terrorism thing, remember 9/11 and, oh, there's terrorists. Oh, they're going to get you. Oh, they're going to get you. They're behind every rock. Watch them. Same principle. Same thing.
Yeah.
Now it's China and Russia. Whoa. Do you know what I need to do, Doc, is I need to call Ray Pete on my mobile because I haven't heard back from him. We usually call him at this time. Let's do a commercial, sure. Okay? Let me do a commercial.
Okay.
Let me call Ray Pete and tell him what's going on. Hold on a second. And if you want, we'll just hang out. Because there's no way we can get... I have no phones. And unless he has Skype, it's not happening. Just not happening. Okay. So let's do this. Give me a second to call Dr. Pete. Here's Master Herbalist Stephen Buhner giving some insights, guys, on why this pine pollen could boost your testosterone levels.
The pollen itself is extremely high in a number of male estrogens, the most potent of which is testosterone, and it's got a fairly high level of it. I mean, it's still in the micrograms, but that's really all the difference between us and women is that we have this microgram more than they do, and then in the womb, that shifts us into the male developmental pattern. So when we start adding that stuff back in to our bloodstream, which you do if you take that sort of tincture and you hold it in your mouth for a while and then you swallow it without putting it in any water or anything, it goes right through the mucous membranes into the bloodstream, and so you start to get an increase in the body of actual testosterone, which then circulates to pretty much every cell in the body, and that then begins to increase vitality and muscle strength and everything else.
This is a great product. I've taken it for years. You can click and order an Easter Thrival link, different variations in the pine pollen, potency and price. Take your pick right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. Have you ever wondered why elk velvet antler could be good for you?
So every year they shed it, and then in the spring they begin growing a new rack, a new set of antlers. 3 months. They grow it in
three months.
Think about the biggest moose rack you've ever seen, the biggest elk rack or deer rack you've ever seen. That's 3 months of growth.
It's amazing.
Now, so what you have is this organ that starts off as nothing and grows within 3 months to be an organ that's covered in skin, hair, veins, arteries, nerves. It's totally innervated. It's got bone and osseous tissue and bone marrow. It's essentially a limb. It requires special molecules like growth factors to accelerate the growth of it. And so there's growth factors in there that grow all the types of tissue that are found on it. Bone, bone marrow, nerves, skin, blood, all of that is being grown by these growth factors, and you can put that into your own blood and help yourself regenerate tissue.
Well, that's why we use it around here. You can click and order Elk Velvet Antler from Daniel Vitalis Sir Thrival, an Easter Thrival link right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's a little primer on colostrum.
Colostrum is this amazing food, and of course we have it in a powdered form, so it comes kind of like a dried milk, although technically colostrum is not really a dairy product. It is the sort of first food for mammals. It's made where dairy products are made in the body, or it comes from that same place, but it's not really a milk, even though it comes from udders. And of course, all mammals produce colostrum, and they produce that colostrum to feed their young mammals. Really love the idea that if we're going to have cows and we're going to milk them, that that colostrum becomes the most medicinal part of that whole system. So colostrum in human bodies, it does a lot of different things. But its primary stuff is it keeps the immune system in shape. So when we're using colostrum, it keeps our immune system kind of like going to the gym almost, like keeps it fit so that we can fight off infection. It's one of the things it does really helps us do really well. And that's a natural, normal thing for us, but we're living in a world that really breaks our immune system down, so we need immuno allies. Probably nothing in the world supports our ability to stay antiviral the way colostrum does.
That's a lovely product. We've been taking it for years. Not that that means anything to you, but we have and love it. You can click and order colostrum, and you can order the 1 or 2 kilo containers. Get on the auto ship for the best price. Any Sathrival link right here, OneRadioNetwork.com. Okay, we played all these because we have a 21% deal going on right now on Sathrival products. Promo code INFINITE. It is promo code INFINITE, 21% summer solstice deal going on through midnight tonight. Midnight tonight. So check it out. We're going to go back to Dr. Massey. Dr. Massey, I just heard from Ray Pete, Dr. Pete, and he says that he could actually probably do Skype.
All right.
So maybe we're going to get him on. We'll get off here and see if I can figure it out. Man, I had a great time. Thank you so much for coming on the show. You know, you're doing great. I like your little office there, and you're going to get your, big, what do you call that thing? This week they're taking it out?
Oh, the little smart meter. Yeah.
The dumb meter?
Yeah, that way I can buy some nice food and not have a good microwave on my shelf.
That'll be good. All right, kiddo, well, thank you. I'll come see you soon. I keep saying I'm going to do that. But we'll see you real soon. Thank you. Take care.
All right,
bye-bye.
Good,
I love you, brother. Thank you. Love you.
Too.
May the blessings be. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Okay, looks like we're going to get set up for Ray Pete. Have to figure it out if I can get in my Skype account. And I think I can do it. You stay right there. Ray Pete will be here on June 21, 2021. OneRadioNetwork.com. I love you all. Thank you. May the blessings be. See you real soon.
We are listener-supported. One Radio Network.